You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a little calculator that's out. I always love these little fun financial calculator things. There's all sorts of them you can find online. You plug in certain things and it'll spit out stuff. This one could be depressing for some people. It's a little calculator where you enter, for instance, your salary, what you make per year. And then when it calculates, it spits out for you how long it takes Elon Musk to make that much money.
Right.
So, one of the examples they use is the average yearly salary in the United States, which is $51,480. That's the average salary in America, 51 grand. When you plug that in, it tells you that Elon Musk makes that in 2 minutes 15 seconds.
Crazy. This is a fun little calculator to just kind of jack around with. I threw it up on our Facebook if you want to play around with it. Since we've started talking about this, he's made $23,000, and it is going up, up, up. And just for funsies, like $1,000 every 3 seconds, $10,000 every 26 seconds. So he's making a lot.
We can't wrap our brains around that.
You can't. $200,000 every 8 minutes.
They say that if you made $1 million last year and you're feeling really good about yourself, you should know that Elon Musk made that in the last 43 minutes.
Just for fun, let's put in $5 million. He's made $5 million. He'll make $5 million in 3 hours and 38 minutes. $5 million.
So, okay, so that's by lunch today.
Yes.
So between now and lunchtime in Denver, Elon Musk will make $5 million.
Done. Smaller numbers, $25,000 every 1 minute, 6 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
So every 66 seconds, $25,000. I can't even.
I saw that he did sell off some of his stock last week after that whole thing about, you know, donating it and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
He sold a chunk of his stock. So.
Still the richest man, right?
Still is.
Crazy.
What else is trending?
Saturday night, my wife and I had just finished making some sweet, sweet, passionate love, Dom. Incredibly passionate love. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to turn on the TV and see what was on. And lo and behold, Saturday Night Live was on. We're like, whew, good timing. And Tay-Tay was on. Taylor Swift was the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this weekend. And usually, if you're familiar with the show, they have two different breaks where the artist comes on and does two different songs throughout the show.
Yeah.
She decided to hit the stage once with a 10-minute version of her new song, All Too Well, from her Red album. And
yeah,
we talked about this.
Yeah, it's that re-release that she did on Friday.
Okay,
it's her,
is that what
Taylor
it is?
The Taylor version, yeah.
All right, well, I liked it. I don't know the original. I'm not the hugest Tay-Tay fan, but I will tell you right here and right now, we stayed tuned in for the full 10 minutes, and it was fantastic.
I gotta watch that.
Extremely talented, and if she memorized that whole 10-minute song, she is worth every penny in her bank account. It is the song based on the relationship with Jake Gyllenhaal, which I think we touched on last week. But yeah, it's also that is also on our Facebook if you want to watch the video. It's really well done. What else is going on this weekend? Paris Hilton got married. Britney Spears is free of her conservatorship. All we need is a Lindsay Lohan story to round out the top. The top celebrities from 1997 here. So that's going on. Carrie Underwood has a new holiday comedy song that's out, and it's called Stretchy Pants, and you can go online and watch it and check it out. There's a little animated video. The thing is that you can actually buy some of these stretchy pants that were featured in the video. They're green, black, and white flannel pajama bottoms, little drawstring waistband. And they're going to run you about $40 each. And that's via her official Carrie Underwood online store.
Part of me, I heard just a little snippet of the song last week, but part of me doesn't want to listen to it. And I'll tell you why. Because when I hear Stretchy Pants, in my mind, I'm singing it to the tune of Smelly Cat from...
Oh, Stretchy Pants.
Yeah,
stretchy
from Phoebe pants. On Friends.
Oh, yes, I can
stretchy
see that.
Pants, Stretchy Pants. What are they feeding me? You know,
that's pretty
that's
funny,
what I
man.
Hear.
That's funny. Quick update. Elon Musk has made $111,000.
Since we started talking here?
All right. Here's some useless information that for some reason really took off this weekend. Dwayne The Rock Johnson pees in his water bottles when he's at the gym. I don't know why, but this story was everywhere this weekend. He did some interview with Esquire, and he talked about the gyms that he works out in sometimes don't have bathrooms, so he uses empty water bottles to urinate in them.
What gym does The Rock work out in that doesn't have a restroom?
So a lot of times he's on set and stuff, and they construct gyms out of tents and things like that. So like
that
if he's
it.
Filming Jungle Cruise in the middle of nowhere, there's no bathroom. So
please tell me these are empty water bottles
urinating.
And not the ones that he's using at
no,
the time.
No, he actually then recycles and drinks his own urine. That's how you stay huge, Dom. Pro
All
tip.
Right.
Try it. 80% of pet owners in a new poll say that they feel guilty if they lie to their pets. And 70% think their pets know when they've been lied to, staring up at you, giving you that dirty look.
Well,
this is a lot of these pet owners even thinks, where's that? Oh, here we go. A third of the pet owners would even spend over $50 to get back in their pet's good graces. So they say they feel so guilty, they'll go out and buy him a new toy.
Well, that might be the basis of our mind bender this morning about wasted money on pet toys.
Very well could be.
We're doing it out of guilt.
Why do we lie to our pets so much? Yeah. It's funny, too, because like if you say walk or anything in the house, like our little Goldie Fawn instantly, even if you're just talking about something else, and then you feel guilty because you said walk, she recognized it, and you don't take her for a walk, and she looks kind of pissy, you know?
The silly story in my house is that we used to tell our German Shepherd, when I was a kid, we had a German Shepherd named Juan, as in Don Juan, because he was a lover. And his thing was, you could tell him, go get your pan. If you get your pan, he would go grab it and bring it. That's new, and he knew it was dinner time. So go get your pan, go get your pan. And one time, this is a true story, my mom was sitting on the couch, and she was watching the Olympics. And the next thing she knows, she looks down, and there's Juan holding his food bowl in his mouth looking at her. She's like, I didn't say. And then we realized my mom had been talking about Japan.
Aww.
The country in the Olympics,
Juan.
And Juan only heard Japan and ran and got his bowl and figured it was time for dinner.
So,
stupid.
Give him a half a scoop of kibble at that point, right?
Oh, he got treats out of that for sure.
Real quick, here's your Fat America. 7-Eleven is selling a Thanksgiving sub sandwich. It's filled with everything you'd find at Thanksgiving. The big takeaway here is the bread tastes like stuffing. So you could take that part off and throw it away. I hate
stuffing. So if you got a turkey sandwich then with like cranberry on it.
Right. And there's like cheese and stuff. And then you get the bun that tastes like stuffing. Do they put mashed potatoes on it?
I would only.
How are they working that in? All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Quick update, Elon has made $187,000 at this point. Our clickbait is really sweet today. It's a 105-year-old little runner named Julia the Hurricane Hawkins. She just set a world record in her age group last week for the 100-meter dash. She blazed a trail at 1 minute and 3 seconds.
And she's how old? 105?
105 years old. And she's kind of ticked off because she was hoping to get it in under a minute. Because she's irritated.
I got to watch that.
Super sweet story. Cute little grandma. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.